Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" For at that moment, the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believes that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. So if you come to Mass on a holy day of obligation, you get a better mansion in heaven. So thank you for being here. I know you're dealing with traffic. Some of you are rushing to work. So it says a lot about the good person that you are. So may God reward you for your faith. Yes, on 2 days ago, I got a call from a very good friend who I worked with 20 years ago at St. John Vianney in Hacienda Heights. So we remained really good friends through the years. And she told me that her mom was in her final days, and she asked if I would drive to Whittier to anoint her. So I was blessed yesterday to drive to Whittier to go and anoint this woman who I've had the grace of praying for these last 20 years. And before I went, I called my friend and I said, just wanted to make sure she's not able to receive communion. She said no, that she's no longer able to consume food. So I went over there with my holy oils, and she had been unconscious for about a week. And the kids were just hoping that the Lord would take her home to heaven. So she was unconscious, but when I walked into the room, she opened her eyes and said, "I've been waiting for you. Where have you been?" I looked at my friend. I guess she loves me the most, right? But she wasn't waiting for Ricky, the person. She was waiting through Jesus, through my priesthood. Because we all need to be reminded that it's going to be okay, do we not? We all need to be reminded that death is not the end, that heaven is waiting for all of us. And what a beautiful celebration that we celebrate today. The fact that Mary is reunited with her son Jesus in heaven. Now, could you imagine the big reunion that must have happened? When Mary got to heaven, was crowned Queen of Heaven forever, and the joy that heaven must have encountered. That joy is something that we too will encounter one day. But God willing, we get to heaven and we are reunited with all of our family and friends that went ahead of us. So Mary has a very special role for us as the followers of Jesus, as his disciples. And today we're reminded that we must always have hope in eternal life. That we are people of the resurrection always. That as his disciples, death is something that we should never fear. is it's only dying here on earth that we get to go to be with him forever in heaven. So we're celebrating the fact today that Mary is there, and that God willing, we too will be there one day with him forever. We're reminded today in a special way today that as Catholics, we're called to have a very special love and devotion to Mary. Every single day to ask her for her wisdom, her guidance, her most powerful intercession, to pray the rosary daily, to ask Mary to guide us to her son, Jesus. We're also reminded today that Mary reversed the fall that happened with Adam and Eve. Mary, the perfect disciple for us all, who never sinned, is reminding all of us today that part of following her son, Jesus, is to overcome sin in our life, to ask her to lead us to holiness, lead us to humility. And finally, Mary is so unique because she never died here. She was so special in the eyes of God, so holy, that her assumption into heaven is a reminder of how special our human life is, that our body is a gift from God, that we're called to take care of our body, to celebrate life every day, and to choose to be holy. So my dear friends, my prayer for you every day as your pastor is one day we're all going to be together in heaven. And you're all going to love each other, not get on each other's nerves in heaven either. Heaven awaits us all. And that's what we celebrate today. That heaven is waiting for us. And all those people that you deeply miss, God willing, they're waiting for you up there as well. So let's honor our Blessed Mother this morning as we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Angels,
pray for us.
So let's ask our Blessed Mother now to pray for us. What I want us to do right now is to think of one area in your life, my life, that we're struggling with. And let's bring that to Mary and ask her to pray for us, that we may have the humility and the courage to become even holier.